This is the unwritten.
Okay, what's good, writers and readers? You have just joined a Journey Writer call today, and we are jumping right into the episode. This week's episode is going to be a little personal, a little more about who we are and why we've chosen the career paths we've chosen. And we'll be talking a little bit too about the joys and the regrets we have with our career choices, and if we are, you know, what our macro goals are versus our micro goals, that sort of stuff. And we never really do get to do this, but I'm Marissa, and I want the rest of the team who's here today to kind of just like tell you who they are so that you can recognize voices and names without guessing as we go through the episode. So go ahead, Susan.
Okay, well, hi everyone. My name is Susan, and I'm a part of the Journey Writer team. I guess a little bit of my responsibility, I kind of focus on the production side of the podcast, so I'm responsible for recording and editing, and eventually we'll be uploading the episodes for them to post, which by the time you're listening to this, they are, at least the first three, and the next one for you to meet is Kate.
Hey everyone, my name is Kate, and I guess I'm more of the, like the design side of the team. I pretty much did all of our social media, our graphics. Yeah, I guess I did all the social media and stuff. So yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So for the first point, listeners, we are going to talk about the first question, which is, what degree did you pursue in college? Marissa, do you want to go first?
Sure. I went for 2 degrees at one time. I went for creative writing and professional writing, which they are very different things. One is obviously a lot more technical. And I don't know why I went for them at the same time, but I was determined and I completed my undergraduate with 2 degrees. And then I went for a master's, and I went for a master's of fine arts and a master's at the same time. I went to do English and creative writing. My ultimate goal by the time I was, you know, finished, I had always had the goal of becoming an editor, a book editor for fiction and nonfiction. And it's one of those things, like, when you're really young, you kind of have, you set a thing in your head, a vision that you, something you want to pursue, but, you know, when people ask you as a kid, like, what do you want to do, you kind of lie. You'd be like, I want to be a lawyer, a doctor. You ain't trying to do none of that. You really want to do this one thing right here that's probably really creative, and I never really told people I wanted to be an editor, so by the time I got into college, I don't know what it was. There was something that triggered this, like, determination to be a book editor, and it has been a very difficult thing to pursue, but that was what I went for.
Kate?
So I actually started out doing Spanish, believe it or not. I thought I wanted to be, like, a translator or whatever, and I just was so, you know, immersed in the Spanish culture. And then, like, I got so far ahead, I was in, like, I think intermediate Spanish 3 or something like that, and I realized I was a horrible Spanish speaker. So I switched, and luckily I was doing Spanish and journalism at the same time. So I migrated to journalism and writing, and then I realized I didn't really care for journalism as much as I thought. So I switched again. This is all during, like, my I wouldn't say my freshman, maybe like my junior year, because I had to get all my prereqs at a community college. And so, like, for my junior year, I just actually changed my minor to my major, which is creative writing, because I realized I liked a lot of different mediums of writing style, script, poetry, long form, short form, and long form prose writing. And so I realized that's what I like to do. So I made it as my major. And then eventually I came and I realized I wasn't done. So that's why I decided to get my master's in creative writing too. Because I feel like there were more things for me to learn and acquire as far as my learning, as far as my writing skills go. So, yeah.
Okay, well, for me, I kind of went a non-traditional route, just like you, Kate. I got my prereqs at a community college just because I wasn't 100% sure what route I wanted to go down. So I kind of went into it thinking I was going to become an event planner, And essentially, that's what I thought throughout my freshman year. And then once I got to our university, UCA, University of Central Arkansas, for those listening, I knew I wanted to do something in writing because while I was getting my prereqs, I had a professor for composition ask me, you know, have you thought about writing being a career for you? And I honestly said, no, not really. I liked it, but I never really gave it much thought about with it being a career. And so my parents were very encouraging, so I decided to go to UCA and get my bachelor's in creative writing, and then I minored in professional writing. And from that point, career-wise, when it came to a job, I knew I wanted to do something creative and then maybe one day publish a book, maybe, you know, more than one, a series, duology, whatever it may be, which I have yet to do, but I think in terms, I mean, I think we can all relate to that. We've all said, oh, I'm going to publish a book, and then it doesn't happen when we think it does. But I did go get my master's in mass communication, which I did utilize, well, I am utilizing currently in my job, but in a job that I had, Kate, because you said you were majoring in journalism, I did pursue a career in that for a very brief stint. I loved studying it because it was just another, you know, form of writing to me. It was just very kind of mixed the creative and professional aspects. And I ended up hating the lifestyle that came with being a journalist, and then I just pursued other opportunities. So that's kind of the degree and whereabout. I probably jumped ahead a little bit, but I guess kind of with what I was talking about, what job do you all currently have? Do you think this degree prepared you for this job, or you know, what surprised you about the skills you obtained under your degree that apply to everything you do now, if they do?
So I am currently in the middle of doing like a whole, like a ton of different jobs. And I'm an administrative assistant for a transportation company in Arkansas, but then also I am pursuing the job, the career I want, with doing freelance copy editing, doing book reviews, all sorts of stuff. And I think college prepared, what I went to study for definitely prepared me for this career path in terms of doing publishing. It definitely did, because I actively searched for it. Even when I was in my master's, I actively created independent study classes for myself so that I could pursue what I wanted to pursue. Especially when you're in your master's degree, they're preparing you to become a professor. Like, they're like, this is, so when are you going to take this GCA class? I'm not trying to teach anybody's kids, but that's what they're preparing you for. And so, and in terms of being in a creative writing program, they're preparing you to publish. They're, you know, trying to teach you how to pursue a published career. And that wasn't what I was trying to do. I didn't want to publish anything. I wanted to be the publisher. And so I actively searched for that. And so my degree prepared me for that. It prepared me for a lot of no's. On the other end, it did not prepare me for administrative work. Administrative work, it takes a lot of being able to deal with people's change, other people's changes and other people's flips and flops, and kind of like, you know, being somebody else's second mind. And it didn't prepare me for that. College is very straightforward and very blocked out and very aligned. And so that's been a struggle for me, but I've appreciated having the time to do the administrative work as a virtual assistant at the moment, and learning how to be on the paper trail and all sorts of things. So, excuse me. So that's been fun. I mean, trying to figure that out and still pursuing the career I want.
What about you, Kate?
Yeah, I guess mine was kind of like yours too, Susan, because I started out, believe it or not, even though I switched from journalism, I did, my first career job was in journalism too. I was a, I started out as a like a business kind of sort of reporter, and eventually elevated to an editorial assistant for a private newspaper. Mm. And I really loved it, and I had it up until COVID, when I was before I got laid off. But you know, I really liked it, and you know, I was working with freelancers, writing my own stories. I had my own column and stuff. And then you know, kind of COVID ruined that, and so then I was kind of like searching, trying to figure out what else I wanted to do, because it was actually really hard here in Arkansas to try to find something in that sector still of like publishing and reporting and stuff like that. It was really hard. Nobody wanted to hire me, so that was kind of hard. So eventually I had to like kind of pivot to like more so marketing, which I will say I think my master's degree did kind of help with that, because I kind of like branched out and I was able to do like a lot of different like more tech savvy stuff, I guess, like mm-hmm. that, like with graphic design. I kind of still like that more, social media, advertising and all of that. So I think my master's degree kind of helped with that, but I realized I hated, I don't like marketing. I absolutely hated it. And that was just like my second job. And I had did that for about 2 years. And now, surprisingly, I kind of did like another career shift, sort of, kind of. Now I'm in tech. So it's kind of interesting how I sort of pivoted. I'm actually like kind of stepped away from my degree because I'm not doing any writing. I'm not doing any type of marketing, no type of copywriting skills, nothing at all. It's just like with the website or whatever. So it's kind of like a skill I acquired through my old job and just, you know, like on my own, like through people. Like, because I know you can do like Google certifications and stuff for like different tech stuff. And I mean, while I haven't done that, I've kind of like just gained the experience from my old jobs and stuff like that. And now I'm actually kind of happy I'm able to like step back into writing for fun. So, yeah.
I can relate to that. I think my current position, I actually just started a new job, and it's a administrative communications coordinator. So it has the aspects of the job that I previously had, which I was just an admin. I was an administrative services coordinator. And so I was just doing a lot of the administrative work. And I have to go back to what you were saying, Marissa. College does not prepare you for administrative work whatsoever. I mean, unless you utilized a lot of areas of like Microsoft Office, which if you're a writing major, you know, you use Microsoft Word probably the most. And that was something I always kind of say for my previous job when I was an admin, it wasn't the job that I wanted, but it was the job that I needed, because I gained a lot of skill sets that I can then now use in my current role and then probably future roles as I move forward in the future. The first job that I had out of college, I was a communications intern at the Clinton Foundation. And that was really kind of what I would consider, even though it was an internship, it was my first big girl job, because, you know, I had responsibilities. I was working for a foundation. You know, I had a boss that was very important that I answered to. And I was also a part of a very, you know, strategic team. And Marissa, I know that you interned there as well.
I was gonna say maybe.
And I coerced you into interviewing there, and you got
Susan helped me get that job, because I don't think they, because the way I went into the interview, I don't think they would have hired me if she hadn't told them, like, Marissa's great, like, otherwise. And I think with that position, I wish that I felt like that was a big girl position for me, because I had worked with my grandma and my mom. My first big job really was Mothers Against Drunk Driving in high school, but that was so very different from working at the Clinton Foundation. It was just very, it was administrative.
And, you know, I think for that one, for me and the role that I had, I was kind of split amongst the communications department and the events. So I did, you know, I assisted in, like, content and getting things together for the website, utilizing the museum and the facts over there, then also assisting with the events, which is probably what I liked the most. And then it was after that that I went and got my master's degree, and I was just a graduate assistant. I did work in marketing for a little bit before my master's program, and then I switched over to be an editorial intern. And I will say, over the course, any time that my job involved any sort of creativity, whether it was writing, editing, or creating like graphics, that was what I always knew I enjoyed doing, because it just kind of, there are just like some things that you understand in a job. I'm sure everyone listening kind of has aspects of their job where they're like, yes, this makes sense to me. And then other parts of it where it's like, this just doesn't click in my brain as easily as other things. Like for me, Excel, I can use it, but those advanced features can be very hard to understand for some people if they haven't utilized them a lot. But when I was a journalist after my master's program, it was nothing but writing and editing and filming and interviewing and editing the footage and the audio. I mean, it was end of day deadline, Monday through Friday. And our hours were 1:30 to 10:30 at night, but that really could have varied with like when people were available to be interviewed. So we had to flex our hours a lot. It was a lot of overtime. I remember distinctly a week where I'm pretty sure I worked 80 hours. Never doing that again. And so for all the journalists listening, I understand your struggle, because after that job, I didn't have one for about 7 months, because I left trying to have something lined up, but I went through kind of that stint where no one was really hiring, or they were, but I just wasn't the right fit. And then finally I got something, and it was an administrative job. And, you know, it was not the job that I would have particularly wanted for myself, but I needed it, and it was so educational for me. And I think it's helped me now in the current role. And I'm only just now getting into my second week of my new job, so, you know, to be determined, but so far everything's been great. I've already been able to jump into creative projects, which makes me really happy, and the team's been really happy with me, so that's great. So going to kind of our next point, we just talked about our jobs and everything, and going outside of our career, so we may touch on, you know, Journey Writer as a whole. What goals have you set outside of your career? And I guess that really just looks like, do you have any goals that have nothing to do with your career path? Like, I know, speaking for myself personally, you know, I got married 2 months ago, so I definitely have some goals with my marriage. But what do you think these goals will help? Do you think they'll help you in the long run?
Okay, you want to go first?
I'm thinking, so I guess like outside goes, I mean, I'm really big into fitness, and now that, because I still love social media and stuff, especially now that I'm not having to do it, a part of my job is really, well, I'm kind of like social media adjacent, but I really don't do it, just want the website. So now I'm kind of honing into like a craft of content creation, but just for myself from a personal standpoint. So I would love to, you know, like get into that, maybe see if that can jump out to me. And as you guys know, you know, I did YouTube. Well, I tried to. It was a failed attempt at YouTube. I would love to, you know, like see if maybe that would be something I'd be interested in. So maybe that will be a goal for next year. And also, just because I love fitness so much, maybe I can build a platform off fitness next year. So I think that's just like one goal, and obviously probably finishing my book, but that kind of goes into my career. But that's about it.
I think for me, there are so many things that I haven't been able to see happening on my career path. I feel like I've started my career, but it's not starting the way I wanted to start, so it feels like I haven't started in a weird way. And so I think a lot of my focus goes into that. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm gonna get where I wanna be, and sometimes that's like it gives me anxiety a little bit. Sometimes, very rarely. I'm one of those people that I don't get anxious about just stuff I can't control. I get more anxious about whether I'm making the decisions I need to. I'm in control of my situation, and whether I'm making decisions I need to make so I can reach my goals. And so when it comes to this, trying to get into publishing, trying to get into big publishing, which for people who are out there who are trying to get into big publishing, yes, it's hard. There are people who it takes 3 years to get into a position as an editorial assistant, you know? So, and it has taken me about that long at this point to get into a role. And part of that is just because of the world of publishing and strikes and things like that. But it's pretty tough. So I think it gives me a little bit of anxiety. And so a lot of my focus goes into that. That doesn't mean I think the coolest thing about graduating from college is, especially as a creative writing major, people, if you know, you know. It is so emotionally draining to have to read 10 manuscripts a week or 10 short stories a week, by the time you get out, you don't want to read anything. You haven't had the energy to read anything during school that you wanted to read. And so now that I'm out of school, I've had the energy to read. And I think that's been one of my big goals, is to just read things I want to read. And then also having ideas for things that I want to write. That's been a really exciting thing to actually achieve. And then besides getting into publishing, man, moving to New York and settling into New York is an actual goal I have at this point. Just, and also a couple of spiritual goals, and I don't want to get too far into spiritual goals, but I have quite a few spiritual goals that I want to try to achieve, and hopefully get to achieve those in New York. But I have quite a bit on my plate that I want to do, just as a single woman. I'm almost 30, so it's about time to be traveling and doing things that I probably wouldn't have thought I ever would do.
I think for me, on personal goals, you know, I just got married, so like my marriage is something that I'm constantly focused on and thinking about, and Steven and I work together every day and everything, and we're each other's best friends, and that's just something I want to keep. We eventually want to have kids when we're 30, and so we discuss it all the time, and we're just thinking like 29, 30, you know. And I do have a manuscript from undergrad that I would eventually like to dive back into, and I get other story ideas as well. I talk to my mom a lot about them, and we bounce ideas. I will say a lot of my story ideas kind of come from what if questions. Like one came from like, wonder what it would have been like if Steven and I had met in college and what that would have looked like, but making it fictional. But the next career goal, I think for me, or not career goal, but just goal in general, is eventually we're going to move back to Arkansas in probably well over like a couple of years. Just because I'm new to my current position, I want to be there for a while. Steven has a contract to finish out with his job and what he does. And then also, like, Kate, first of all, I just want to say, please shoot for the YouTube goal, because I think that's great. Because the other thing is, it's one of those things that's crossed my mind too. I watch a lot of YouTube, and I think this would be such a fun hobby to just have. And content creation is something that I'm now currently doing in my role. So I'm like, well, why not take what I learned through my new job, but then also what we do in Journey Writer, and utilize it just for a hobby of myself. So that might be something that I attempt to do. I think about it all the time, which is kind of, I feel like that's my sign of like, I should probably do something with my ideas. My thing is, I just need to bite the bullet and do it.
That's my biggest problem. I hesitate so much. I could probably be in New York right now if I just like send a couple people emails and been like, hey, do you mind if I stay with you for like a week or so, or two, or a month or so? I could probably be there doing what I'm trying to do. But I just refuse to do that. Like, I just hold back.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like, what it is about hesitation and goals and trying to meet them. But it is so hard sometimes.
Especially when you're taught to like prepare and plan.
Yes.
When you're raised to be, especially as women, we're taught to plan and prepare and take care of a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Not all of us naturally. Obviously, I don't think women naturally get that. We have to be taught that. But then when you're taught that, like, everything requires, like, you have to think it out. I don't know what movie show reference I want to use right here. But it's like, you have to think out every little detail and the what ifs before you take any steps. And that holds me back so much. I hesitate. And I just be like, well, what if this happens? And that'll stop me for a whole year. but that's kind of interesting that we keep hesitating, Susan.
Well, speaking of... Oh, sorry, Kate, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say I agree. But I was just saying, I mean, when you think about the good things from it, instead of just, you know, like the bad things, like I do like the fact that once you know you start getting older, you notice how your goals sort of like get smaller, and like they kind of like prioritize what you know you can sit and what you can't sit, I guess. Like, yeah. You know, when we're in college, I mean, when we're in high school, obviously you have like these big goals that, okay, this is the goal. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to graduate. I'm going to have a job. You know, I'm getting married. And, you know, that's it. It's kind of those, you know, like, I think those goals that everybody has in high school. But, you know, as you get older, you start to notice, like, all of these goals kind of, like, get shrink. Like, they, like, shrink down to, like, specific goals that you want to meet. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of interesting how that works out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the details start to matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, the what-ifs and the hesitations, it kind of just gets harder, and it's all interesting.
Yeah. It reminds me, Susan mentioned this earlier about Journey Writer and, like, a personal goal. I think when we started, just to get a brief, go back a little bit into the introduction episode, but when we started, it was a lot more about doing just direct editing, which was a major thing to be trying to do when we just started. We're also in college, and I was like trying to start an editing team. I wasn't trying to make us publishers. I was just wanting us to use the skills we were having and we were learning in class and bringing them out into the world. And by the time we all graduated from graduate school, the details started mattering to me. Like, I realized I have to care, kind of, or not arrange, but pay attention to the fact that you all have lives and you guys have things that you're trying to do. And so I thought, maybe I need to focus and slim down the projects that we have going on and stop trying to do so much and just focus on these little tiny things that we can do and we have access to at the moment. And in terms of like a personal goal that I have for Journey Writer and outside of that publishing career, I think my major goal is that two major goals is, one, that we really enjoy doing this and working together, but also that we can become a part of the literary community and just give small contributions, not an overall big agency contribution, but just having small impact, I think, is really important to me at this point. And whatever form that takes, whether it's through hopefully these book journals that we have coming out in the future, or through, you know, any books or that we decide that we want to write and try to release, that kind of thing. They're just really small things I want to take step by step and do project by project with Journey Writer. So that's been really important. I've hesitated a lot with just putting ideas out for the team because I don't want to overwhelm us. But yeah, that's been important.
So kind of going in, because this is kind of going into the next thing, when we talk about details, is just with the question we have and the point, is your current career a stepping stone to where you want to eventually be, or are you currently in your dream job already? I mean, we probably have already answered this, but if you have a dream job that you haven't reached yet, what next steps are you taking or will take?
Okay, you and your dream job?
I don't think I'm in my dream. So I wouldn't say the job that I have now isn't a dream job. It's a comfort job. It's a job where, to the point where I actually look forward to waking up in the morning, going to work, going in the office, speaking to everyone. I enjoy my manager. I think that's a comfort job for me right now. I think my dream job, because just like Susan said, I really love the whole content thing now, like the whole content creation. Obviously, that would definitely be a dream job. I know it's a lot of work, but the idea of not having your own boss, setting your own hours, you know, working and getting to choose to do what you want to do, making up your own content every day. And I watch like a few dedicated content creators on YouTube that do it like fully, like have it planned out and everything. Like they're very dedicated to it, and their life, it just seems like, I know that it's hard, but I think that would probably be a dream job for me eventually. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe I could be more focused on my writing too. It may help me do that because I have like more free time. I don't know. I never say never. Who knows? Because I know for some content creators, they do say it's hard, and I believe them. So.
Yeah, I'm honestly on the same wavelength as you, Kate, because I like there are some content creators that I watch on YouTube and I'm like, I enjoy watching this. I don't see why I'm not able to do it, but I think the one YouTuber that I watch, Michelle Reed, she talked about it in a video. Like, she probably works like 50 hours a week once you add it up, because if you include like the recordings, and she edits all of her stuff, her photos, her videos, audio, all of it. And that, I mean, editing takes time because you have to be so meticulous with it. And so it is a lot of hard work. So I think for me, my job, it's still new for me, but it's definitely one where I'm very much in the same boat. I wake up looking forward to going to work. I enjoy my manager as well. And I mean, I'm still in the onboarding process, but I can just tell with how they're onboarding me that this is going to be a very, very good job. And it's kind of like the dream that I've been wanting to get to. So it's like that halfway point dream, like one day I'll become my own content creator, but right now I get to create content for this one entity, and I enjoy doing it. And I plan to do it for as long as I can right now. So I would definitely say that it's definitely a step in the right direction for myself.
I wish Infinity was here, because I think Infinity's job is one that I'm always curious about. So she works at a university, and so she actually does quite a bit for students and that sort of thing. And I always think that that's really interesting. For me personally, I think I'm kind of in the same arena that Susan's in terms of being in a space where you're midway to the dream job, or like you know that this is the step you need to take to get to the dream job. I think for me, my actual dream job is just to be in my house editing and sending the manuscript back out. that is literally what I want to do. I really don't want to be a person that is overwhelmed by manuscripts and overwhelmed by people's changes. I want a very quiet life. I thought I wanted a cat. And I thought I wanted to live in Korea to edit in books, but now I've decided that that's not what I want. I just want to be in a quiet space, taking the books that I want to actually read, editing those books, and sending them back to the writers. And I think something I've appreciated as doing freelance editing is being able to communicate and be directly speaking with authors and directly speaking with writers. And so I've grown to appreciate that and enjoy that more as I've gotten older and as I've gained experience. If you had asked me when I was 19, I'd be like, I don't want to talk to no fool. I don't want to talk to these writers because of fear of messing up their manuscript and then having them cuss me out over the phone. I was terrified of that. As an adult, I enjoy that process. I enjoy sitting there and talking to them. So that is actually my dream job. It's just to be a freelance editor that is bringing in manuscripts and doesn't have to worry about missing opportunities. But I think being in the editorial career path, or the big publishing career path, is probably going to help me get to that point, better than just starting from the ground up with freelance. And so that's what I'm pursuing.
So what have you guys done to reach a professional level in your career? Did you have, like, what expectations did you have for your career? Are you kind of like where you thought you would be? What realities have you experienced, I guess, along the way?
I'm gonna let Susan go first.
Want me to go? Okay. I can go first. Let's see. What have you done to reach a professional level in your career? I guess just progress in the jobs that I have, you know, wherever I can learn, I learn. In my previous position when I was an admin, I really had to learn how to use Excel a lot more than what I thought. And so that was a step that I had to take in my professional career in order to get better. And one of the things I've always told myself, because sometimes we'll get into a job and we're told to do something. I don't know if anyone listening can relate to this. You're told to do something by your manager and you think, well, this isn't the job that I want to be in forever. Like, this isn't my career goal. I'm not going to need to really learn or remember this. Well, that's not always true, because, you know, something I told myself early on was, even if I learned something and at the time I think this is only going to be useful for this job, like, I really don't think I need to take, like, learn that much of it or take it that seriously. I don't know. That is not always the case, because everything you learn in a job, you could always carry over to the next one. So that's kind of always the attitude that I've had. And when it comes to expectations for my career, honestly, my expectation before I graduated with my bachelor's degree was very, very unrealistic in my opinion, because I truly thought I was going to have like a published book and be like a New York Times bestselling author by this point in my life. Well, that has not happened, I can report. So, and like, that's totally fine. It could happen. You know, I may decide to really sit down and buckle down and that be a goal of mine a little later on down the road. You never know. But I am in a position now that I have been kind of dreaming of being in for a while. The expectation, graduating college, I always thought that I would, the goal was to graduate college and get a job and make sure you make enough money to, you know, pay for everything, save up, go on vacations, buy yourself something, buy other people something. That was just kind of always my thought process. And then I got into like the bigger goals of like publishing a book, and then I got into the real world and I was like, okay, this is a little bit different than what I expected. Which kind of going into the realities I've experienced are, we do not have the time now as adults that we did when we were in college. I'm convinced that time has gotten faster, because I don't understand how we did everything we did when we were in college now that I am a full-time working adult. So that's probably the big reality that I have faced, because even whenever I was getting my master's degree, my goal was to work as a reporter, but then also work on my book as kind of like my night job, or like my day job was reporting, my night job was writing a novel. Well, the reality with that was I didn't have time, because I was constantly working on and off the clock. So that was another reality that I faced. And I think that type of reality can kind of vary from job to job. Like if you're in the medical field, or if you're in a position where you're on call a lot, and so you're kind of constantly answering phone calls, text, or emails. And if you are in a career like that, I am so sorry, but thank you for your service. Because I know how hard that can be. Those are some of the realities that I face, but I think when it comes to expectations, I am where I have wanted to be for a while, just in a good, comfortable job where I'm happy to get, you know, to go to work and do the work that I'm actually doing, and having people, not that the people I've worked with in the past were terrible, I've enjoyed all my coworkers in the past, but just now coming to a job and honestly just kind of having fun. Like, I know that fun and job does not go hand in hand. But that's, I mean that. And so I think that expectation that I had wanted and hoped for has finally come. And so hopefully that just carries on with future jobs or goals, or, you know, if I am working for myself doing content creation, that is the same. Now, every job comes with ebbs and flows and stressors, but, you know, I think we make do with what we're always given in the jobs that we have.
I agree. You had me cracking up on time, because I think, it's funny enough, I think with me, what I realized about us in having time in college was that, like, in college, it's just you. You just have to worry about finishing this assignment, and you're the only one who can finish the assignment. It's your schedule, is what you do. And for some of us, it wasn't just us, you know. For some of us, I have friends that were helping take care of their family while also still going to college and stuff, you know. But I think personally, I knew that it was just me, and all I had to worry about was me, so I had time. Now, being home, I'm the oldest sibling in my house, and it's starting to hit. It's like there's so many things happening around me that makes me, you know, other people's work, other people's stuff, other people's issues take the time, or the just the energy, I think the emotional and mental energy out of you. So even if you have the time, by the time you like have the actual time, mentally you might be just gone. You don't have it. I think that's been my biggest thing. becoming an adult. I had an ease into adulthood. I didn't have like a, I wasn't tossed out to the sharks. I eased into adulthood. So that's been one thing that I've realized that's become not a reality. I've always known it, but just having to directly experience it as an adult has been really interesting. And I think in terms of realities in my career, so I've done a lot of things at this point. If you're trying to get into publishing, baby, networking is a blessing, but it's also an energy drainer. And you have to be very open to like cold emailing people that you've never spoke to and or you've never even seen their face. But you know they got this label, you know this is their job, I need to talk to you. Like the cold emails I've sent, the cold calls I've had, the Zoom calls I've had, that's all been stuff to build up to the career path that I want. And also just kind of being willing to take on different things in publishing, book reviews, pre-screening. I work for Publishers Weekly as a book reviewer and a pre-screener. So, and before I was an extern working on their indie projects. So that's definitely helped me. And I've, you know, gained some wonderful friends and coworkers that way. Some wonderful classmates. And I think the biggest thing that I did not expect in this career path wasn't even just how long it would take. I think as I get a little further into it, it does feel it's a little surprising how long it's taken for me to be picked up. But I think the biggest surprise I've had is the fact that in publishing is so very personal and subjective. And it's one of those things that, you know, when writers send their manuscripts to an agent and they're like, I did all the research I need to do. I did what I need to do to you know, to appeal to them in terms of sending my query and all that. And then the agent sends back the book, the manuscript, like, oh, this is not for me. It's so very personal. Everything from the hiring process to whether they pick your book or not. It's all about what that particular person you sent your book to, or what that particular person you're being interviewed by, what they want. And that has been such, not an emotional thing to deal with, but just something almost feels selfish to some degree. And it's been something I've had to learn. So that's been my biggest shocker, trying to get into the career path I'm trying to get into. I don't know what you, Kate.
Yeah, I guess mine was kind of a mix of both of you guys. Like what Susan was saying, how to reach her career goals. She kind of just like did it as she progressed in her career. And I think that's what I've done in each three of my jobs. I just use them as, you know, like stepping stones to the next one, in my career to reach the level that I wanted to be at. And believe it or not, I actually thought I was going to end up like you, Marissa, in publishing. Because because I was an editorial assistant at the newspaper, and it's definitely, I definitely can say it's like a way different type of, like when Susan, you said you were doing those long hours, it's completely different from the newspaper side. Even though newspapers are probably dying now, honestly, I guess it was definitely kind of different because I was interviewing people and writing stories and I had my own column, so I did enjoy it. And so I thought that was what I was going to do after I had graduated with my master's. And I realized because I was in a state that's not really big on publishing or whatever. I mean, we do have a lot of publications, but for me, it was hard for me to get hired in any area of publishing. So I kind of like pivoted because I realized I don't think I really wanted to do publishing. I like writing books and stuff, and I do like reading manuscripts and stuff like that from what I did it when I was working for the literary magazine that I had worked for while I was doing my master's. It was fun, but I don't think I wanted to do it as a career path. I definitely lean more towards like the tech stuff and the content creation and social media and stuff like that. So, yeah, I kind of just, like, pivoted. And that's what I thought I was going to be doing. I thought, too, Susan, I thought I was going to be publishing. I was going to have my book published. I was gonna be like all this, you know, like big time murder and stuff like that. And obviously that didn't happen either. So yeah.
Maybe one day.
It is definitely like a hard learning curve to like figure out where you want to finally go. Like it took me like 2 other jobs to figure out what I finally wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all say that, it's funny to me because I think I mentioned this before in a different episode, but my mom tried to change my major, or tried to convince me that she didn't try to like go in and change it. But when I applied to college, I actually got accepted into Mizzou. And I think I applied to be in the journalism department or something. And so my mom applied for me to go to UCA, and she did professional writing. And when I told her that I wanted to do creative writing, she was looking at me like, what are you going to do with creative writing? And I didn't have any expectations. Like, I don't really go into a lot of things in my life with expectations. Whatever happens, happens. I don't know where I got that from. But even moving to California, y'all, when I think I applied to Chapman University and didn't know it was in California, and then me and Susan opened the acceptance letter, and they were like, California. I was like, California? She was like, it's in California? I was like, I guess so. Because I had no, and I just went. And I didn't have any expectations for what I would experience. I didn't know what California would be like. I just went. So I think I chose just kind of jump into everything. So I never went into college thinking I'm going to go into creative writing and I'll publish a book. I just went into it because that was what I was interested in. And I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I didn't know for sure that I wanted to be an editor until I talked to Dr. Talbot, you know, against that Dr. Talbot. spoke to her, and she was like, well, you can do this or this with it. And I was like, editor, that's what I want to do. And I still have no expectations. I just let life take on whatever it takes on, and I go with it. And I think my mom hates that about me. Not hate it, but she doesn't. She's always like, why don't you have any major like goals or like expectations? And I'd be like, it's just more fun to see what happens. It's more surprising.
Yeah. Well, on to our last point of this episode. It's really just kind of an advice, and I can kick this off because early in the episode I thought of one. What advice do you have for people who are overwhelmed with finding a career path? I know the first thing that everyone should think about, because I have preached this to students before. There's no such thing as an easy degree in college. The amount of students that I have heard, because my mom used to work in the school system, and she would say that students were thinking about certain career paths because they thought they would be easy. I think a lot of times people will go the writing route because they think it's going to be easy. No, it is not. So my thing is, for anyone out there who is, you're in high school, you're trying to figure out, what do I want to major in? What do I even want to do with my life? I'm only 17, I'm only 18, I'm only 16. Hate to be a downer, but there's no such thing as an easy degree. The degree that's going to be quote unquote easy for you is going to be one that you enjoy studying and something that you can apply to a career path that you want to pursue. So if that's somewhere in medical, go the medical route. If science and math comes easy to you, you know, go major in math, go major in biology, chemistry. My husband's a chemistry major. I don't know how he did it. I took one chemistry class in college and was out. But that would be my biggest advice, is pick the degree that's most interesting to you, because it's going to be not easy, but it's going to be more beneficial because you'll actually enjoy what you're studying. And then just, you know, try to research the career paths that you can utilize with that degree. So that's my piece of advice.
I co-sign on that. That's a good one.
Yeah, I did too. That was
a really good one. You want to go, Kate?
Yeah, okay, I'll go. I kind of have like 2 points. The first one I want to say is there's no such like bad thing as trial and error. Mm-hmm. You can try something, and if you don't like it, you can always switch, because there is no like, I wouldn't say there's no such thing as time, because if you can take as long as you want, I would say. But I mean, you know, obviously you have to be cautious because, you know, college is expensive. So, I mean, there's no such thing as staying there too long. I mean, I'm kind of non-traditional, but, and I think the other thing I would give advice for people is to look on YouTube. And I think that's the one thing I love about YouTube now. People share literally everything. And especially like those, I don't know if you guys have ever watched them, but like people do like, damn my life as a nurse, damn my life as a, you know, as a botanist, damn my life as, you know, as a math professor or something like that. I would definitely utilize Google and YouTube and see if you can find something in your specific area and see what people are doing with it, you know, see if that's something you'd be interested in.
I got quite a few things, but I'm definitely gonna limit it. The number one thing I appreciated, when I did my independent study at Chapman, I was doing an independent study that focused on BioPoCs and publishing, and I had a professor from Scotland, and he was so interesting. One day we were talking and I was trying to set up write an episode of a podcast that I was doing at the time, and or I was attempting to do by myself at the time, and I said, I want to get particular authors, I want to get Issa Rae, I want to get so-and-so on my podcast, and I was joking, but he was like, why not? And I was like, what you mean, why not? And he was like, the worst they can say is no. And I was like, dang, is that how everybody in California thinks? The worst they can say is no. And I literally was like, okay, shoot, I'm just gonna DM folks. And I did DM folks, and people actually answered me, and it was very exciting. And so I think that's the number one thing, is the worst that anybody can tell you in this whole big journey of life is no. They can cuss you out and say no. All they just said was no. And so I think when it comes to, you know, that, you know, doing things, especially, you know, going down the path of trying to be in publishing, I haven't had a cussed out no yet in publishing, but I have had plenty of no's. And for a lot of people, they don't even get to the point where they can get a no or a yes, you know, and doing that career path or trying to get into that career path. But when you feel overwhelmed, just accept the no and move on and find your yes. And then also, somebody said this to me, and it's not something that's like new to me, but remembering that there's not just one way to get to where you're trying to get to. Like a lot of times people will be like, I gotta do this way. I gotta go to college. I gotta do this. I gotta do this. And a lot of times, you know how many people get paid thousands? They're in the six digits and they ain't doing nothing. They did nothing with college. They just skipped that step and it was like, well, I'm gonna just do this. There are plenty of people who are making that kind of money or doing the thing they love to do. If money's not important, money's not that important, like that. But people who are doing what they want to do, and they didn't even do college. That's the traditional route. They didn't do it. You need to take the steps that are comfortable for you to reach where you're trying to reach. Don't let other people's ideas of what you're trying to do or how you're trying to get there overwhelm you, because that can be the most overwhelming thing, is allow other people to determine that for you, how that's supposed to look, what that journey's supposed to look like. So I think those are my two big things.
Well, I think that wraps up this episode on careers, amateurs to professionals. I guess, are there any outros or anything that you guys want to say before I stop recording?
I guess the advice part is really good. I just hope that as people go into whatever career path, and we didn't really specifically talk about writing and kind of just kept it very general, but specifically to writers and readers, as you go off and like do what Susan and Kate are trying to do and publish, as you go off and do that, or as you go off into the publishing sphere, or as you go off into whatever career path that you, embrace that journey and have fun with it. Don't ever think that every step you take is not worth everything. Like, every step you take is a stepping stone, regardless of whether you think it directly has association with what you're trying to do. So yeah, I think that was kind of the point of the episode, was to just kind of talk about that.
That's a wrap for this episode of The Unwritten, your ultimate destination for all things editing. We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the art of shaping stories through the magic of writing. If you want to keep up with the community, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Until we meet again, fellow writers, keep pushing boundaries, refining your craft, and uncovering the untold tales that lie within your story.